the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. How you guys doing tonight? I caught the tail end of the Surfer Special, and it was great. And I'm going to have to catch all of it tomorrow on the download. Got home a little bit late. Meant to catch that myself tonight, but I got home a little bit on the late side. but yes, nobody, I am here. Let's go ahead and go over the chat real quick. Right now, we still have Kid Human, Blonde Shell, San Francisco Giants fan, TWCS999, Gmail.com, that's myself, Nobody, Phil, F, and Raya, and Big Tone in the chat. Currently viewing Rick Dara, The Surfer, Jordan Cobb, and two anonymous users. Yes. It's been a bad week. WWE releases this year happened the other day. Some of them you got. Some of them you kind of figured, why are these guys still on the roster, and now they're gone. A lot of them make sense. Cameron's gone. Hornswoggle's gone. El Torito's gone after his team got written out of everything. King Barrett, who was leaving anyway, let's go ahead and cut him. But damn it, oh, Cameron's gone. She's gone. But damn it, we lost Damian Sandow. That hurt. That really, really hurt. His mic work was great. He was a great athlete in the ring. And he's gone. Man. Ooh-wee. That stung. That really, really stung. I'm still trying to figure out why he was released. Was it just the fact that he didn't have anything to do? I don't know. Oh, man. Let's bring my first co-host on the line this week. What's up, man?
Can you smell it?
How you doing, man?
There's change in the air. We don't know why, but there's change in the air.
I was just saying, Damian Sandow hurts.
That one does hurt. Everybody else I can understand, but Damian Sandow? Come on now.
Yeah, that just freaking made me upset. There's a Twitter rumor that was out there that Summer Rae got released, but then it got shot. Then she shot it down. So, you know, we'll see how things progress. But the other folks made sense.
Yeah,
they made
sense. No, we'll see.
For a full list of folks, I have them here: King Barrett, Damian Sandow, Santino Marella, Cameron Hornswoggle, Alex Riley. I ain't never been a fan of Alex Riley. Never been a fan of his. El Torito and Zeb Coulter.
Well, Zeb, they had nothing else for Zeb to do, so of course they were getting rid of him. Hornswoggle's on that show. Let's get off the weed. We know Mr. Botchamania's Ahmed Johnson IV was going to leave anyway, so we ain't going to worry about him.
Yeah,
El Torito, they had nothing else for El Torito, so yeah, who cares? And I agree. Alex Riley is garbage. And Cameron, she's a crybaby.
I think the thing that got her, and we'll talk about him a little bit later in the podcast, I think the thing that got Cameron was that she kind of sided with Ryback. With his stupid, idiotic.
Why would she do that? And knowing damn well, if you do that, the boss is going to see it. Oh, you want to play that game? You got to go.
That whole thing, let's go ahead and get right back now. Equal pay for equal work?
Really? No.
Really?
Really, no. He's the mid of the mid-carders. If they wanted to, they could put him back in their job status. But they decided to give him a run and be nice. Because they think that he got the look, but he wants to run his mouth and think he's Billy Badass. You in Vince's world. If you mess with Vince, he'll break you down to brass tacks and build you back up. And if he don't like you, he'll get rid of you. Now, how many people has he done that to?
Yeah. Stupid for you to come out like that and say that stuff, man.
And he thought fat, like my grandma used to say, you think fat meat's greasy? He busted your ass.
This stupid for coming out saying the stuff you're saying. Equal pay for equal work. That doesn't exist in any genre in this world.
No. And then you have your upper echelon. You have, like they say, you got your main event.
Right.
You got semi-main event. You got mid-card. And you got jobbers. What do you expect?
Yep. Let me head on over to Scott. Scott, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What's up, fellas?
Man, chilling, man.
Scott, hey, what's going on, bro?
Chilling, man, chilling. Oh, just got done with Surfer on the Captain America panel. If you guys haven't seen that movie, go check it out.
I got home late, but my number one son, Hunter, he found it somewhere else, so I'll be checking it out. Nobody is in the chat. What's up, Nobody? He says that Sindel will go to Lucha and become a god with the rest of the gods.
I think he would
fit
great in ROH.
Yeah.
I think he's going GWF.
Well, you know, Zeb and Hornswoggle was already slated for the June 11th show in GWF.
See, yeah, it also said Booker T. I'm like, wait a minute. Booker T's still on the contract. What the hell?
Well, you know, card's subject to change.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between appearing and signing autographs and performing.
That's true.
The one thing about Sandow and Lucha Underground is the one rule in Lucha is you gotta fly. And Sandow isn't a flyer.
Nope. Not at all.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, if it was straight wrestling, yeah, he'd fit in great there. But he's not gonna fly.
No.
Yeah, that's true. But he doesn't necessarily have to fly all the time.
No, but you have to do it. And I think he's a better fit in ROH.
More of a mat technician.
Yes. And a straight wrestler.
Yeah, I think he would fit. He would feed the plug in. I think him and Jay Lethal would have a couple of good matches.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Man, TNA, they're trying to restructure all their contracts so they can control all their bookings. They're in the middle of that right now.
They're trying to pay everybody. they're trying to move out of the garage back up to the penthouse and pay everybody.
Yep, that's what they're trying to do right now. But, man, like I say, that just hurts. Everybody else, I get it, you understand it, but nah, man, damn, Damien. Mark Henry's on the block next.
Nah, he's retiring.
Who's on the block?
Mark Henry.
For what? He's going to retire.
Yeah.
I thought he retired after Mania.
Hmm.
They
took him off TV.
Yeah.
Well, they took him off TV. Because he wanted to let the young kid. He said, well, okay, I'm done. I'm about to roll out. Why put me on TV? You can have these young cats go in there and do their thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take these young cats' time. Let them go out there, perform, show their stuff, and let them get over. I can sit back. I've done mine. I'm good.
Did you guys hear the blasphemy that Stephanie McMahon said this week?
I was waiting for you to say it, too.
Blasphemous. Blasphemous.
At some time, she will get in. She doesn't know when, but at some time, she will get in.
That's blasphemous.
Motherfucker, please. You know damn well if it's after you, that bitch ain't never getting in the motherfucker hole. You know it, not know it. Come on now.
That's just this blasphemous and so damn disrespectful. Says that at some point Chandler will make it into the Hall of Fame. At some point. Really? Really? Can you keep it real? This is, she ain't going.
Exactly. That's like, if she has anything to do with it, it ain't happening. If she has something to say about it, it ain't happening.
I think it might be a situation where she might have got put on the spot, though. You know?
I doubt it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Adam Rose was on Twitter this week. He reposted a doctor's note saying he was taking ADH medication, and which is why WWE released him.
Suspended him.
If they would have released him or, you know, Connor while they're suspended, they would have had a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's their first time. Yeah, they got to give them a break.
Could the doctor's note have been typed? Shouldn't it have been typed?
I think it's better handwritten, because anybody could type a letter.
Yeah.
You know, now, anybody's if typing. They want to, you know, challenge it in a court, they, you know, you're going to get a handwriting technician. If it's a real doctor, they're screwed. It makes them look bad, so I prefer a handwritten letter than a type letter in this situation.
He's on ADHD medicine, and that's what's in it. And then he got a doctor's note. He's got a doctor's permission to be on it. He should be excused. I doubt it very seriously, because this is not school. You know, that's what this would say. Okay, this ain't high school. How are you going to a doctor's note? Come on now.
Not school. Oh, my goodness. Seth Rollins released a workout clip this week and should be returning to the WWE shortly. Did you guys see that clip?
No, I haven't seen it.
No.
Yeah, he was it was on Instagram. I forgot to post it on the group page. When I saw it, I meant to do that. throwing around a medicine ball with a couple of cohorts, a couple of workout buddies. He was throwing around a medicine ball. He had a knee brace on.
Stone Cold knee brace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Stone Cold knee brace. Hopefully he'll be back soon.
If you got the Stone Cold knee brace on, yeah, I'll give him about a month before he shows.
Yeah. He needs to hurry back, though, because Monday
Night Raw is garbage right now.
Oh, yeah.
We've got AJ and the Bullet Club there, but it's still garbage because they need something to play with.
And the 3 hours even makes it stick out more.
Makes it suck 10 times worse.
Yeah. You need that, I think, back to 2.
Well, if they bring Cena's coming back after Memorial Day, Cena's coming back.
Another then, 3 weeks or so, yeah.
Randy's supposed to be coming back probably a month and a half after that. Suppose that's what the word is. He's supposed to come back about a month and a half after that. Then Seth comes. So, they gotta do something between now and then.
Yeah, they gotta do something, and maybe it'll involve more the NXT guys that you already have on the roster.
Well, I have a feeling, you know, Balor will be up shortly.
He should be.
Not from
what his interview said. He's going back to NXT next week.
But when I heard that Q&A, the only thing, he said a few things, but I didn't see anything where he said he was going by the NXT.
No, it says it on the site. He's on WWE.com. He's going back to the OC, Finn Balor, back in NXT next week. Mm-hmm. After his championship loss, he's going back to NXT.
You think that's hurting him, being on NXT too long?
No.
It didn't hurt Generico.
That's true.
No, it didn't. Didn't hurt Kevin Owens either.
It didn't hurt Corbin.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens was only in NXT 6 months. He came in December. He was up in May.
Yeah, because he had the program with John Cena.
Yep.
Because
they did that special, the Elimination Chamber, last year at this time to fill in some pay-per-view slots.
That Finn Balor here and there, I thought was kind of interesting, because he says he has no problem or would not have an issue fighting Brock Lesnar. His dream opponent is John Cena. He says Zack Sabre Jr. should be signed with NXT. will face Bray Wyatt as the Demon, and the Bullet Club can go against Bray Wyatt. Favorite diva is Becky Lynch. NXT diva is Eva Marie. I was cool until he said that.
Wait. He did not say he likes the redheaded stepchild.
On his Q&A, he did.
Did you see Joe's live Q&A?
No.
I watched that today. I watched it last night. The last question they asked him was, would you like to face Brock Lesnar? He just looked at the camera, put on a serious face, and went, yes.
Oh, that would be a lovely match. Oh, yeah. That would be lovely.
Plus his money, too.
Yeah.
Serious money.
And they asked him, like, how long do you want to be NXT champion? He's like, as long as I can. He's like, I hold titles as long as I can. And they asked him if they want to, you know, if he has his eyes set on the WWE title. He's like, you ain't in this business if you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to come up soon.
Like I said,
I think once they get Bobby Roode into the mix, you know, Bobby Roode's going to go at it. He's going to drop the belt to Bobby. He's going to move up and sooner or later him and Bobby and Eric Young are going to come up.
Well, you guys saw when Bobby Roode's debuting, right?
Yeah. I saw that.
Very time to do it, haven't they?
Yeah, pretty much. If they're announcing he's appearing and starting at that point, they've signed him.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring this gentleman in right here. Newest co-host to the Rant Ian family. Wrestling Call-In Show. This is our third chair. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Sorry for being late. I keep thinking I'm 2 hours behind, but I'm on West Coast time.
Oh, okay.
Come on, bro. I'm right down the road from you. Come on, now.
What's up, Hightower? Congrats, what's up, man. Y'all? Congrats. Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now I got to compete against you. Co-host of the year. Come on, man.
You know what? The whole co-host thing just got interesting. You have Rage. You have Justin Cobb.
The defending champion.
Yes, defending champion. You now you have Scott. You have Mr. Hightower. Things are...
You got Tony C. You got McWrestling.
McWrestling, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You pick any one of the five, you know, the four others out of Rick on Talk Brunch.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They could all qualify as co-hosts.
Yeah, Dennis is about to seriously pick up around here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
whoever has the most dollar bills is going to win that shit next year.
I might as well go ahead and stack the deck now.
You better start working some overtime, Keith.
Or you can do what Rage does, and that's invest in cheating software.
Well, Rage be going to like every public library. Me. He must have thought his name was Jordan Cobb this year.
Oh man, damn,
Mr. Hightower, man. You know the releases all made. I know you wanted to talk about it for a little bit. What do you think about the 8 superstars that end up getting released?
Oh, I got a few.
You talking about Damian Sandow?
The most notable one, because everybody else.
Yeah, Damian Sandow should have never got released. That was just a shocker, a big shocker to me. Everybody else I pretty much knew that they was going to probably go, but Damian Sandow was kind of shocked.
Yeah.
I thought they was not going to let him go.
I thought he was going to be the one dude that made it.
Yeah. I tweeted, I'm looking at Twitter right now, I got it pulled up, sorry. I texted Phil yesterday when all this came out, and I was like, the one day... We have a pre-recorded show. All this shit goes down, and I would love to be live tonight. I was like, this would have been great to have first crack at.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hornswoggle, Cameron, El Torito, who cares? They haven't been on TV. Yeah.
Cameron should have been went a long time ago.
Wait, you know what? Wait.
For Cameron, I got two words for her. Girl, bye.
Zeb
Coulter. You could have used him
in the back.
Did they let Zeb keep the scooter?
No. They called back the repo man to come get it.
Damn, Sky.
that's John Laurinaitis. That's John Laurinaitis' scooter anyway.
You know, Santino Marella, you retired 2 years ago. You were lucky to stay on this long.
Yeah.
Well,
Wade,
do you think
Alex,
Do you think they released him from, like, the Zeb Conner from a talent contract and put him on another contract, you think? Or
they
just
They could have, you know, put him, like, released him from a TV appearance contract and, right. you know, put him on a creative contract or
put
something.
Him on creative, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think his deal is he doesn't want to travel, is why they released him. Mm-hmm. Alex Riley, you fucked yourself when you started the Free Riley movement.
Sure
you had
did.
It was coming. You bucked the system. You had to know it was coming.
Yeah.
Wade Barrett surprises me in a way that his contract was... Because his contract was up in 3 weeks. That's why.
So? He sucks.
I said, I
agree with you. But the point of his contract expiring, and then you just cut him before it?
From what he said yesterday, he asked for them to do it.
Right.
Okay. He said, well, what's the point in waiting 3 weeks? Okay, I'll just do it now.
You know what the point waiting 3 weeks was? If you wait the 3 weeks, you are a free agent. You can go wherever you want the minute your contract expires. By them releasing you,
there's no non-compete.
They invoked a 90-day no-compete clause.
Right. There's no non-compete. If you would have waited, there's no non-compete.
Right.
See, but with Wade Barrett, I think that he might end up in Japan in the next couple of months. We might see him with a Bullet Club shirt on.
If anybody does that, that'd be Sandow. But I don't see Boxermania going back to Japan.
Now let's not forget too. You know, some of these guys, particularly Damian, they could be brought back.
Eventually, yeah. They did it with Del Rio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Sandow, you dropped a fucking ball with this guy over and over. He was so big when he had one Money in the Bank, and you had him job to Cena, which, okay, you have him job, but then you buried him. You brought him
He should never have lost that match against Cena. He should have actually won that match against Cena, to be exact.
Right.
Damian Sandow could have been a champion to me.
Right. Now, you have him.
He should have been.
And then.
Wait.
Then you
have didn't him and Cody win the tag titles?
No.
No, they didn't.
That was a fun tag team. I liked them. Then both you have him come out on TV and Triple H tells him to go break up the Daniel Bryan thing when he brought all the, you know, the fucking people from out to the ring and surrounded it. And he said no. And from there, the next week, he's dressing up as Magneto and every other fucking idiot in the Marvel Universe. This guy was doing anything for you. He was, you know, he was working with you. The guy, you put him on The Miz, and he's bigger than The Miz. He's more over with the crowd. You have him go down to the last two in your Andre the Giant Battle Royale, get thrown out by the Big Show, and then you buried him with Curtis Axel doing a fucking Macho Mandow Hulka Axel Mania combo.
Yeah.
And then you release Hulk Hogan, you stop the gimmick, and the guy gets buried again. Not to be seen until 3 weeks ago on TV, and you figure he's getting a push, they're putting him on TV, maybe they're going to give him a push. Yeah, they pushed him out the fucking door.
Who do you blame? Do you blame Vince for this? About Sandow?
I blame them all for this.
Yeah.
This guy was doing anything you asked him to do. He was, like I said, the low point was dressing up as Magneto and all those other people coming out and getting his ass kicked by celebrities. You had this guy be a punching bag. The guy could have easily said no and went home.
Sure could have.
You know, he could have said, shove it up your ass, but he worked for your company. You know, this is the one case that Vince did not reward loyalty at all.
Nope.
You could have released Heath Slater. You could have released Curtis Axel. You could have let go of Bo Dallas. Nobody would have said shit.
Nope.
They are not going to let go of Bo Dallas because of his brother.
Well, I'm just throwing names out there.
They're not going to let Curtis Axel go because of his daddy.
But these guys are the ultimate jobbers. You could have cut Epo and, you know, Primo and Epico. I know they're not because they're repackaging them. They could have cut Heath Slater. Nobody would have said shit.
I would have said something.
But you released Damian Sandow.
I would have said something. I would have been mad.
Really?
I would have been mad. He's my dark horse, dude. He trained right up the road from me in WWE 4A over in Atlanta, about an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
You know, I'm just these people, but Damian Sandow, the guy that did anything you asked him to do, you cut. The guy with great mic skills, which is lacking on TV. The guy that could actually wrestle. You know, he is more over than your fucking champ, and he's not even on TV.
TV, yep.
Now that's bad. If you got a mid carder that's over, is more over than the champ. That's a problem.
Yep. Not even a mid carder. A guy that is basically non-existent. A guy that was basically walking around backstage just because he was on the roster. You know, he's like the 12th man on the basketball team getting more pops than Michael Jordan. You know, that's insane to happen, and that's what this is the situation here. He showed up, the crowd went crazy. Your champ comes out, they're getting booed. You know, if they still allowed throwing things at the arena, fucking Roman Reigns would have been killed by D-backers.
Yeah. That's why I showed up to Randy the other day. You know, Roman Reigns just fought the best match of his career, and he still gets booed.
And he didn't even do anything. AJ put him over in that match. He still came out and did your four moves of doom.
And that was about it.
Yeah. You know, and
we said the same thing about John Cena with his five moves of doom, but he's over. Way, way, way over.
And then he tried different moves, too.
When he was out with the doctor at 7 hours, he still had those same five moves.
Yep.
And everybody was getting into it, and he got over with those same five moves. Now that Roman Reigns is going and he's got four moves, he sucks. He can't get over for shit.
You know why I like Cena so much? Because it's just, I don't know, it's just something about Cena. Cena reminds me so much of Hulk Hogan a little bit.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan... Yeah. Hulking out and John Cena Superman in you.
Superman, yeah. So that's why I like I've been like John Cena said Duganomics. Been a fan, man. But Roman Reigns, he's not a draw.
No.
They don't
I mean, at least Cena, you put him out there, he'll cut a promo on your ass. He'll make you laugh every once in a while. You know, most of the time when he comes out with that attitude and he's like, I'm going to kick your ass, you know, trying to be like Baby Vince, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he comes out there and he goes old school fucking Cena, like Thuganomics, and cuts a promo on you, yeah, that's good stuff. When he goes out there and he'll work a match. He can work a match. Roman Reigns can't.
Yeah, of course so.
You know, he might do six moves, but you know what? At least he tried a 7 and an 8. They might not have went over, but at least he tried it. Roman doesn't even do that.
Yeah.
You know, he came out with that springboard stunner. It might not be the best-looking move. You know, it might not look the prettiest, but at least he's trying something.
Right.
He goes up to the top rope and comes off with that leg drop every so often. At least he's trying something different.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not, you know, I'll give the guy that, but I still don't like his stale persona. But at least he works and he tries, and that's what I'll give him over Roman Reigns. And that's why I will take Cena any day over Roman Reigns, because Cena lives to what he preaches of loyalty, hustle, and respect.
Right.
Roman Reigns is like, I'm The Rock's cousin, give me props. He's a dick, you fucking savage. That's what I got to say to you.
Mr. Hightower, I have to apologize for Tony. See, he was so wrong. What did he tell you?
That's true, he was wrong.
I have to apologize for Tony C. He said you didn't deserve your push. And I just want to apologize.
You can tell him to shove it. You can shove it. That's what you can do, brother.
I have to apologize for that. That was just so wrong. So wrong, man. Tony C, how come we just can't love everybody? Oh, man. Do you see redemption for anybody other than Damian Sandow on this list?
No, I can't see redemption for anyone. Maybe Riley could go somewhere. Maybe Riley could go to New Japan.
He's going to TNA. He's going to be a world champ. Watch.
You know, this is one reason why TNA gets a shit on it, because they sign all the WWE's cuts. I mean, they turned into NXT Lite. And, you know, it's like, you guys can still make it. You know, you're the fucking performance center. Yep. The performance center wrestles better than fucking TNA. If these guys couldn't cut it on three levels, why do you keep signing them and pushing them? That's why nobody likes it.
What was the announcers that they released?
They released Rich Brennan and...
We reported that last week. Rich Brennan and...
What the fuck was it? Tom Phillip? No.
No, Rich Brennan and Kyle Edwards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Velocity and the C team. C and the B team.
Rich Brennan was actually on the A team on SmackDown, and he was better than Byron and the King. But I don't know why they took him off the air.
I don't know why, man.
Why is Byron still sitting on SmackDown on Raw? Where should he be? Sitting on the floor somewhere behind the desk.
Because they like him. Did you guys see that tweet from Kevin Owens and JBL the other day that I posted?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was cool.
Anything you'll do to get as far away from Byron as possible. Byron, that's why I love Owens, always in character.
Yeah, Owens is a straight heel, is a straight old school heel. He's very funny too. Just some of the things that he do is just funny.
Who is somebody that can take Byron Saxon's place, other than me?
Anybody?
Yeah,
Damian Sandow.
There you go.
Yep, Damian Sandow. Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Anybody could take his place. Dean Ambrose. You know what? I actually liked The Miz on commentary when he was doing it on the main event.
The Miz, dude. The Miz is a talker.
The Miz.
I got him. He's a talker.
All right. Compare it to Byron Saxton.
Oh, yeah, he's better.
Okay, there we go.
Heck yeah, he's better.
Yo, you said who could do better? There you go.
Heck yeah, he's better. Oh my god, he's better.
I'd rather listen to my 18-month-old granddaughter than fucking Byron Saxon, and she says about four words. She says more words than Roman Reigns has moves, okay?
Speaking of that, the IC title match is supposed to be a fatal four-way, according to The Observer. It's supposed to be The Miz, Kevin Owens, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I'm good with that.
You know what, though? If you're going to do Extreme Rules, mm-hmm. Let's make this elimination.
Ooh.
Mm. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
They need to go ahead and either give it to Kevin Owens or Cesaro, in my opinion.
Cesaro need a new fucking theme song before he get that fucking championship.
But you don't like 007? You don't? It's
good for him. He's the Swiss Army man. Yeah, let him get 007. He's where he fits the part.
That fucking siren fucking thing. That shit sucks. gets annoying.
They need to take it off the Miz because to Miz in the ring, the Miz is terrible. To me, I've never liked.
You have to admit, he is a triple crown champion.
He is much too quick, but yeah, he is.
I want to say that he's not. To me, he's not bad. He's a great jobber.
Mm.
That's what I think. He's a good job, like a good jobber, but. I mean, as a champion, no, he shouldn't be a champion.
No.
But I'm not saying he's that damn bad. He's okay. He's okay in the ring to me. He's better than Roman Reigns.
That ain't saying much.
We had a conversation about that. Well, you know, yesterday we were having a conversation about that, and a certain somebody decided he wanted to get butt hurt because we said he sucks.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's supposed to be calling in today.
Oh, come on, man.
Who's supposed to be calling him, Rage?
Randy.
Oh, no, Rage's no better. Rage's no better than call this show. He knows better.
Oh, yeah, he does. I don't know. He might, if you give him a topic he's passionate about, he might call in.
You talk about CM Punk, he'll come in.
Oh, yeah.
After CM Pussy Boy gets his ass whooped in the UFC, okay, let him call. After that, I'm not trying to hear any other.
Ooh, shoot. Nature Boy just asked in the chat, Cameron or even Marie?
Camera.
Know them.
That's hands down.
Neither. Tate C. Neither. Big C. Neither. There you go.
But are we talking about which one I like to fuck more, or which one is a better talent?
Which one's a better talent?
Oh, God, none of them.
Neither.
Exactly.
Now, I will fuck Cameron. I ain't gonna lie. Oh,
yeah. I'll tap that ass from here to please.
No question. But she ain't buying the fur coats for her dog now.
She's like, you grow in your own fur.
Grow your own fur. No more for her for you, mutt. That was just ridiculous. God, because I never deleted her off my Snapchat. I started following her on Snapchat, and I never deleted her. So I check it, and it's like, the dog is in a fur. What?
The thing comes with a fur coat, stupid.
What?
That doesn't make no sense.
The hell am I looking at? So,
but, you know, some people got more, you know, got no brains when it comes to money, you know? Oh, let's... It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. There was a couple of qualifiers for the WWE Cruiserweight Classic. Drew Gulak and TJ Perkins, also known as Manic, they both qualified for the Cruiserweight Classic. Man, I can't wait till we get a Cruiserweight
Championship. And this is again. The guys from Evolve, or?
Yeah, that was the Evolve Wrestling that took place last night. Okay. Those were the qualifying matches in Queens, New York from last night.
I cannot wait until we get a Cruiserweight Championship back in WWE.
I don't know if
they're going to be so there is going to be a Cruiserweight title, but where is it going to be? Is it going to be down in NXT, or is it going to be on the main roster?
NXT.
Because
they need another title.
It should be a title. It should be a title.
Right, but they're just having a competition. You know,
But they,
there's a field of 32.
Yeah.
I mean,
like we said last week, they should have another title for NXT. You got three titles down there. Yeah. You got the championship. You got the NXT and the tags, and you got the women's.
Yeah.
You need that. You need that. Middle
title.
Right.
Yeah.
You need that middle
card title. Yeah. Ground title, yeah.
Now, of course, now there's 11 people that qualified. You mind if I run through the names real quick, Will?
Go right ahead.
All right, so as you said, Gulak and Perkins.
Uh-huh.
Then you have Zack Sabre Jr. He's the Evolve champion. Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano have special contracts with NXT.
Right.
Akira Tozawa, Ho-Ho Lund, Lince Dorado. Rich Swann, he's actually in NXT now too, isn't he?
Yep.
Noam Dar and Jack Gallagher.
Didn't Swann sign like 2 months ago?
Yeah, he signed like about a little while back.
Mm-hmm.
6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's really no NXT stars on there that we because I don't know none of these dudes.
You don't know Tommaso Ciampa?
I ain't gonna lie.
You don't know Tommaso Ciampa? The Psycho Sicilian?
Oh, you talking about that dude on...
He was in Ring of Honor for a bit, and he got kicked out for beating the shit out of referees.
Oh, okay, I know who you're talking about.
You know, he's a straight throwback. He'll come... He's like a Cesaro. He's just gonna come out there and punch the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll push you in the mouth and keep on going.
Yeah, now Johnny Gargano is actually engaged to another female wrestler. What the hell is her name? She's a fucking hot piece of ass, too. God damn. Candice LeRae.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep. I didn't know it either until the other day when I looked on, when I was reading Twitter. And her name came up, and her thing says, proud intergender wrestler, future Mrs. Johnny Gargano.
You guys see... have you guys seen Candice LeRae?
No.
Oh, man. Give me a second here. I'll get you some Candice LeRae pics in the chat room.
Candice LeRae. Ooh,
boy. Naomi announced...
She's nice.
Yeah, she's nice. She's nice. She's a nice one.
All right.
Naomi announces on Twitter that she has an ankle injury. She tore a tendon in her ankle.
No, she didn't. She burned them from her fucking light up sneakers.
Hey, don't get on my girl like that, babe.
Look, that juicy booty, man. Anybody who comes out there with fucking L.A. gears on needs to fucking leave.
Oh, man. She cute. She fine.
Look, yeah. She could be fine all she wants. She's rocking L.A. gears. What are you going to fucking do when you go home? You going to wear kangaroos with the pockets in them, too? You going to get some K-Swiss? What?
He said K-Swiss. I heard that in years.
Oh, man, that's the rock cousin. What?
I heard that some British Knights. Oh, he said K-Swiss. Oh,
and
man.
It's the Rock's cousin-in-law. There's a difference. Yeah, cousin.
Man. So let's go back to right back for a second. Do you think he's going to be released?
No.
Quickly. Oh, hell yeah.
No, he's going to be released today.
Fucking stupid. He's the most dumbest. That's what I want to talk about. He is just fucking dumb for that fucking little... tirade he had about the WWE. You're a fucking loser. You lose. You're not about to get paid more than John Cena. You're not about to get paid more than fucking Randy Orton or none of those cats. You're not going to get paid. Just
you
face
know,
it.
I agree with his point. You know, to a bit, to a degree. Now. What he says is right. If everybody was paid a little bit more, it might make it worthwhile because, yes, they make the other guys look good. You know?
But he can't wrestle for shit.
No, I understand. I'm talking about in general. You know, just take who's a good bit. Look at Dolph Ziggler. All right, let's take Dolph Ziggler here. Mm. Now, does Dolph Ziggler deserve a good push being a championship picture up there? Yeah, he does. He does.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is he more over than John Cena? Yeah. You know, is he more over than your current champion? Yes. Yeah. Does he deserve, you know...
Everybody's more over than the current champion. Come on now.
I'm more over than I've never stepped in the ring. Exactly. But the point, you know, someone like Ziggler, let's take Roman Reigns. I'm putting numbers up there. Let's say Roman Reigns is making $1 million a year, okay? Flat base salary. Now, let's take someone like Ziggler who might be making $200K a year. The guy's moreover. The guy works harder. And the guy goes out there and loses to someone like Reigns. Should he be paid the same amount? Not if you're going to be champion. Should he be paid more for making him look good? Yeah, he should.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Dolph Ziggler, yeah.
Now, look at how when you go to work and you make everybody else on your squad look good, but there's that one person that does shit that makes $20 an hour while you're doing more work than them making 14. Wouldn't you like to be making maybe 16, 17 an hour? Yes. Do you feel you deserve to be paid more? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, that's what he's coming from. Maybe throw me a few more buttons.
But it's not going to. It might not happen because that's the way the bosses have got it set up. They've got it in different tiers. If you step up to that next tier, okay, we'll kick you in. If
but
you don't continue doing the same shit, we're not getting it.
But now the point is look at someone like Ziggler that's working his ass off. That should be the next tier that they won't put there.
See, my problem with Ryback is he's not drawing, right. And to me, he never did. Like, at first...
Number one, reckless. Number two, you're a big guy. You're a power guy. You don't wrestle. Number three, you can't cut a promo. Number four, I never know who the fuck you're looking at. Number five, you're an idiot. You know, you go out there and you sit and you do stupid things. You hurt people in the ring.
Yeah.
You know? And you can't do that. That's why I said, let's not look at him, let's look at Ziggler, who does everything properly.
Right.
You know, maybe Ziggler does deserve that push. Maybe Ziggler does deserve that little extra pay for being in the same predicament as him. Now, Ryback is like, you know... So, yeah, maybe they do deserve a little bit more. He had some valid points. But you're not going to... You will never, unless you're the championship material, and you got your hands on Vince's balls, I mean Vince's brass ring, and, you know, those...
Basically,
you're not
if you're the Breakfast
make
Club, you get what you get. If you don't, you're not the Breakfast Club, you ain't getting shit.
The reason why I said that he's going to end up getting a release or fire or whatever, because, you know, Vince McMahon is petty. Triple H is petty, too. Stephanie McMahon is petty, and he kind of embarrassed them. So, if that was me, I just let his ass job out every fucking time. You'll be under the fucking, you'll be in the doghouse for the rest of this year, and then I'll fire your ass after WrestleMania.
Yeah, but the only thing is his contract is up in June or July. They might wait until right before it expires and then release him so they invoke that 90-day no-compete clause.
So Nature Boy,
where would he go?
So Nature Boy,
it doesn't matter where he would go, just to fuck him over. Like you said, TNA will take him.
Yeah.
You know, you'll friggin' open up your Twitter and be like, TNA signs Ryback.
I mean, it'd be him against Bobby Lashley, the first TV show.
Hey, I'm the big guy. You're the big black guy. Let's wrestle together. That's what's gonna come out, and Bobby Lashley be like, "Who you looking at? Who you looking at?" And then Matt Hardy will come out and be like, "I'm back with a broken back, and I'll fight both of you."
Don't even bring his fat baby stepping ass up.
Right. God. I will say one thing: Rebe Sky got some nice tits.
She does.
Other than that,
who?
Rebe Sky.
She's got nice fat ass. No, she got nice fat ass. I can do that.
But she was smacking the shit out of Jeff Hardy the other night, and she got down on the ground, and her tits were fucking wagging. Not bad. Not bad.
Nature Boy asks, "Who do you blame for wrestlers not getting over, the wrestler or the writers?"
Oh. I say the writers. It's not the wrestlers, it's the fucking writers, fucking Hollywood.
Sometimes
writers.
It's the wrestlers doing stupid shit.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, like Ryback, why are you not getting over? Because you fucking hurt people in the ring.
Yeah.
You can't cut a promo. Now, creative, they have to work with what they got, you know. If you don't have it, you don't have it, and they can't force you to have it.
And they really
You can't really say that. Because Sid got over, Sid Vicious got over when he became champ twice. Why can't Ryback get over it? Sid can't talk for shit.
Because Sid was at least entertaining when he opened his mouth. Fucking making fun of himself. If I had half the brain that you have, trying to make. Come on, Sid, you're making me laugh. But you know what? That was also a bad period of wrestling. Who else was there to be champion?
You know what? I'll admit it. I used to like Sid. I liked his theme. It was just like his to me, he had charisma. He just couldn't talk. Like he had a appearance about him when he used to come out.
He was schizophrenic. Seriously, like one week he was Psycho Sid, then it was Sid Vicious, and it's Sid Justice. He was schizophrenic, and he was at least entertaining when he opened his mouth. Because he was just a fucking blatant idiot. Yeah.
His title reigns weren't that long.
No. But like I said, look at the period of wrestling he was champion in the WWE.
It was 1994? Yeah,
that was WrestleMania 11, the worst fucking one of all.
The one against the Hartford was him and Undertaker?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not him and Undertaker.
No.
The one in Hartford, Connecticut was just trash, and that's...
That's the one we're talking about.
Yeah. Who did he fight there?
I remember him losing to the Undertaker at WrestleMania 13, was it?
Yeah, he lost to Taker 13.
WrestleMania 11 was Lawrence Taylor with Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, God,
Defeated Shawn Michaels. Bret Hart defeated Backlund. Owen and Yoko defeated the Smoking Guns. Yeah. The Undertaker defeated Bundy. Razor Ramon defeated Jeff Jarrett. And Luger and the Bulldog defeated the Blues Brothers.
See, don't even get me started on that team. That was the dumbest team.
The Blues Brothers?
Yeah, that was the dumbest.
Speaking of tag team, we know they're coming. They're having another Dusty tournament too.
Yeah, they said they're going to do that every year.
Can't wait for that one.
Mm-mm.
You know who's going to win it this year, right?
Who?
Come on, man!
American Alpha.
There you go. Rocking the T-shirt as I speak.
I knew you're a fan of theirs.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like Mark Henry was in NXT tonight.
Doing what? Jobbing.
No days off. Darren Young tweeted, Max, he came out Rapid City WWE Rapid City. Him and Mark Henry were together.
Why do you think it, why do you think Daniel went on the block?
I don't know.
Because he got...
He's getting repackaged, actually. They said they're repackaging with Bob Backlund.
He's I know like, they did like a little interview or whatnot.
Yeah, Bob Backlund's I was reading they're gonna repackage him with Backlund as his manager.
The fuck?
That makes
dude, don't fucking ask me.
What's wrong with is this Vince idea?
That makes no sense.
Let's get rid of Zeb Colton because you know, and we'll bring in Bob Backlund.
Bring it back, God damn it.
Let's turn the fucking clock back here.
We're going to turn it back even further. Bob Backlund was, I don't know. No disrespect to the dude, former champion, but damn. Why bring him back now? Makes no sense. None. Do I have the story correctly? According to a fan council survey, WWE is about to bring two new women's DVDs to the forefront in 2017. One will be based on Stephanie McMahon and her career. The other will be based on the Divas Revolution.
Why?
Stephanie McMahon gets her own DVD?
No, that's fucking
that's
stupid.
That's the boss's daughter. Exactly.
What career? What career that she had? I mean, they could talk about her from the business side. The business end of it. But her wrestling career, not too much stuff to go on with that.
She's a one-time women's champion, that's it. That's it.
So, is the Divas Revolution DVD going to be about, like, the whole women's championship?
No.
If they did it like that, that would probably be better.
Yeah. Don't bring it over to NXT ladies coming over. Don't do it like that. Because injuries and whatnot have taken that away. Do you guys think it's time for Ric Flair to be let go from being with Charlotte? Let Charlotte stand on her own.
I think that's why they're doing this. She's barred from ringside.
Yeah, it's time for him to really retire. Like,
really retire. Go.
Umbilical cord.
Retire.
Like, go. Like you don't need to be. Yeah, stay the fuck away from WWE. only come in sometimes, like WrestleMania, SummerSlam. It's like time to really stay away. Stay away from
that. Or don't be just on TV. You can stay there, but don't be on TV.
Yeah.
Why don't you go down to NXT and have promo classes? Teach promo classes. You need to do something.
Yeah, he can go down there and teach that, but stay and have him stay behind the curtain.
Alright. Let me ask you guys a question. Did you guys watch Camp WWE?
Yeah, that shit is funny. That is really fucking funny.
Ric Flair was the fucking star of that show.
I've seen it.
I like Triple H.
Come on. Ric Flair is like, so Rick, what does Woo mean? Well, sometimes it means I see my Asian friend Bob Woo. Hey, Rick. Woo!
Every three seconds, you hear that. You hear him saying "woo."
No, Rick is going around like with his wrestling robe on, and you know you all heard the stories about him coming out in Vegas and flashing everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Vince comes up to him like he was looking for John Cena. He's like, "Have you seen Cena?" And Rick is like flashes him. He's like, "Have you seen this?" And he like flashes him. It's funny, man. Don't let your kids watch it, unless they're like 14, 15. Right. But it's definitely adult, you know, and definitely watch it. It's worth it. I thought it was hilarious.
It's kind of like, I'm not going to say it's kind of like, it's got that kind of Robot Chicken sense of humor in it.
Well, it does to the fact that, because Seth Green did it, you know.
Seth Green did it, yeah.
You know, he did Robot Chicken also, but it's got, you know, Triple H is funny. He's like, your parents are dead. And then The Undertaker's like, they're dead. He's like getting all happy. Everybody's crying, and the little kid Undertaker's like, they're all dead, like all giddy and shit. And Sergeant
Slaughter, little Roman Reigns and little Dean Ambrose,
little Samoa Joe running around. Like, little Steve Austin was running around, like, flipping everybody off and drinking beers. It's funny, man. Give it a shot, but definitely watch it.
Nature Boy says in the chat, Roman probably needs new music, new clothes, and a new move set. He needs to add a choke slam and a power bomb.
He has a power bomb.
He needs big boy moves.
He doesn't do his power bomb enough, is what it is.
Yeah.
I guess because, you know, Ambrose and Seth Rollins aren't helping him hold him up. I want the choke slam to go away, because for a while there, everybody was using it.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, it's just not good. That's just my opinion on a choke slam. Just, like, let it fade out and just leave it for a few certain people. Like, because there's the Undertaker, Kane, Big Show. Remember, the Hurricane was using it even at one point.
Yeah.
Undertaker used his choke slam recently at WrestleMania. He haven't used the choke slam, huh? Haven't saw him not use that move yet.
He hasn't used it in a while.
Yeah.
He's been wrestling some big people. He probably can't even lift them anymore. You know, like, he'll fucking crack like 4 vertebrae if he tried to choke slam Brock.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It's true.
Yeah. Kevin Owens and Tyler Breeze have started a GoFundMe account to help the victims of forest fires in the Canadian area. If you donate at least $100, you will get a video message from them both. That's if you donate $100 to go GoFundMe campaign for those victims. That's a good move, good charitable move on their part. Hopefully more people will join on it too, stuff like that. I was just kind of shocked that got reported, because all the bad seem to be get reported and not the good.
Yep.
You know? All the bad stuff gets reported. And my daughter is here trying to make a run in. Give me a minute.
Yep.
All right. I got her. Oh. Did y'all hear
she
her?
She got sources too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She got sources too. She got sources too. What?
What does that mean?
Go to sleep. What did Trump say? Don Jr., big fan of Camp WWE. Okay. I haven't had a chance to see it yet. I heard what AA was saying about it on Tuesday, though. I heard his clip. I heard the clips that he was playing. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Watch it in its entirety. You'll like it.
How long was it?
22 minutes, I think.
That's not bad at all. So what do you guys think we should be expecting from Extreme Rules?
What are we expecting from Extreme Rules?
Yeah.
Hopefully Finn Balor.
Hopefully AJ winning the title, finally.
AJ win the title. No, I think AJ won't win that title.
Not yet.
What do you think we can
win?
The way I see it right now, They're gonna put it on somebody. He's gonna take it. AJ's gonna take it from either Boomin or somebody else. Seth is gonna get it. Then AJ probably get it back. Then probably between now and either the Rumble or next Mania, it's gonna be him and John Cena for the belt.
Yeah, it's gonna be John Cena and probably Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, so John Cena can win the 16th title, and then Roman ain't gonna see that title until 2 years.
Roman should see nothing but the fucking door.
It's gonna go down. Him and AJ are gonna go down, and that belt's gonna be on the line. Somebody's gonna get that belt from it. Give that belt to AJ. Somebody's getting it.
AJ will probably win it next WrestleMania. I think he's not going to get that title that damn fast. You know, we're talking about Vince McMahon still running the WWE. You know, he's not about to hand it off to no TNA champion.
But Vince likes him, though. I understand, but Vince likes him, though.
Vince like who? AJ or Roman? Or both?
AJ.
Okay.
No, he don't like, he, I mean, he cares for Roman, but he doesn't like Roman like he does AJ.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm about to ask.
I think he like Roman more than, or do you like AJ?
Yeah.
Oh no, he's kicking the Samoan ass, of course. You know he's got the Samoan connect. I don't even understand that. But AJ's a better draw than Roman. Everybody.
And making him a lot more money. Yeah, if he drawing and making him, if that merch still good, Vince will like it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Plus, I put on in the chat during the payback pay-per-view, if you really want to make a change, let AJ win it. If you really want to make a change, if you really want to make an impact.
If, yeah. I mean, and you should, but I just don't see it. Thinking WWE logic, they won't do that, but hopefully they will. To shock everybody for shock value. That's what I'll do if I was them. Because we're looking at the new era of people. We got the Good Brothers, whatever, the Bullet Club. We got who else we got? We got AJ. We got a whole lot of NXT superstars, so they should put it on AJ.
Do you, okay, fellas, I want to throw this out there. Do you think the brand split's coming?
I don't know. I mean, some.
How much superstars on Raw? How many people on that main roster?
There's a lot.
There's like probably what, like a
50?
Yeah, 50. When they did the brand spread, how many people was on there? It was like 50, 60 people?
Yeah.
25 on SmackDown, 25 on Raw.
They can do it. They can do it that way and only have one championship. Don't have two world championships. Only have one, and have that one person go to each show.
I agree.
Pretty good. Yeah,
that would be cool. That'd be
smart.
Yeah,
because you got different matchups all the time. You never had the same matchup twice. Well, no, I won't say that.
Don't say that with WWE.
Yeah, that's why I said I can't say that. Can't say that.
They said that back quick. How long do you need?
And have Stephanie run Raw and have Shane McMahon run SmackDown.
Except that, no. I'd rather have Shane run Raw than have Stephanie run SmackDown. I'd rather have Stephanie run SmackDown again.
Yeah.
But so I'd have Paul Heyman write for SmackDown if she's doing it.
So I'm looking through my statuses, like, you know, back in the day on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this 3 years ago. Is there anything better than giving some reverse knife edge chops to your kid and yelling, woo?
Damn.
You guys ever chop your kids in the chest and do that?
Well, I do that. I do that to my presents to my son all the time.
There you go. Nothing better than that.
How long do you think before it'll take Bobby Roode and Eric Young to find true success in NXT?
They found it. Because they got a paycheck.
And they love it.
Getting paid equals a start of success.
Don't even need a title. Just a paycheck.
I mean, I think Eric Young can go far. Uh-huh. It's just how he looked. But Bobby Roode, to me, is going to be mid-card at best when he gets to the main roster.
Actually... You know what? I hate to say it because I don't want to lump him in the same category with the Garden Gnome. But if Eric Young comes up, they're going to make him the new Garden Gnome. I hate to say it.
They'll try to.
I'll make him the Daniel Bryan.
They'll try to because of the similarities between the two.
Exactly. That's what I say. They'll make him the new Garden Gnome.
They'll try to.
So what do you think of Bobby Roode's first appearance, like when it's scheduled? Do you think it's too long or do you think it's just right?
It's kind of too long. Wait, they going through the tour? Are he going to be on the takeover?
It's going to be
scheduled for a takeover, or
it's on the tour.
Oh, it's on the tour. On the tour
in June. So about another month, he'll make his appearance.
That's good because they did that. So they did that with Nakamura too.
Yeah,
they did that with Nakamura too. He went on the overseas tour before he came out on the show.
Now, how's Nakamura doing in NXT? I've been watching NXT.
He's kicking ass.
I don't
even think he takes names. I think he just goes out there and fucking knees somebody in the head a few dozen times and walks out. Doesn't care who you are.
Yeah. How will he fit in the main roster, though?
Like, oh, he'll kick everybody's ass in the main roster. There's no question about it.
But how will he fit without, like... I haven't seen him talk yet.
He doesn't cut promos. Mouthpiece?
Oh, he doesn't?
No, I haven't seen him cut a promo. Very broken English, if anything, when you see him talk. Like, very few words. Even on his Twitter, he doesn't post a lot in English. So, like, the only few things I've seen him post are, like, finished NXT OKC. Finished NXT Tulsa.
Right.
You know, like, you know, that's it. That's all I've seen him post.
How much longer do you think Asuka will be your women's champion over NXT?
Until Dana Brooks is ready for it.
Yep.
Not Nia Jax. The Rock's cousin's gonna have to wait a little bit.
I don't know about that. I think they're gonna give Nia Jax that push. She a beast to me. She's not that good in the ring, but it's just her appearance.
Let me ask this. I haven't had a chance to see Nia Jax wrestle. Does she have the redheaded stepchild look?
No.
Okay.
She's a power wrestler. She's going out there, choke slam, power bomb type shit. You know, big shoulder blocks, clothesline. You know, she's not.
Because that match she had with Bayley was pretty good.
She has a decent set.
And she just destroyed poor Tessa Blanchard.
Oh, damn.
She just destroyed her. That was, ooh. That was just a crime. We all know how small Tessa is.
Yeah.
Santana good, but I digress.
Oh, Santana would have been perfect. She would have been perfect. Yes. Just club her. Maw her. Club her.
No, Trump 16. It's not crazy how fast AJ got pushed. It's crazy that he didn't come in and fucking win the belt at the Royal Rumble like he should have. But AJ is AJ. He's going to get the push. He's going to always be in a championship picture. It's not crazy that he's getting a title shot in 3 or 4 months.
Oh, we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, he just put in the chat room how it's crazy how fast he got it. No, it's crazy that it took 3 months.
That was coming. We knew that was coming. We just didn't know how like you said, a short time. We thought it was going to be a little longer. A shorter time? Maybe. Yeah.
Now, what they going to do with this, with the story between AJ and the Good Brothers.
I have no fucking idea. Honestly, I have no idea. That's one thing. It's like I said, they could be pulling the aces and eights thing where, you know, I have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to do with it, but yet he does. And
what are they doing? Like, I've been away. Like, where the fuck is Finn Balor at? Yeah. Is Finn Balor one of my favorite wrestlers, too? So I'm like, where the fuck is he at? You know?
Exactly.
Come to the main roster. He come to the main roster. He should have been came to the main roster to me.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying too. Because what's left for him at NXT?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. He been how long? He been there for like a year, I think. Like a whole year already, right?
He's been at NXT longer than a year.
Longer than a year? Damn.
That was what?
Yeah. I'm tripping. Like 2 years, 3 years, something like that. Yeah. You've been there for a while. They need to bring him up.
They do. And I thought they were going to do it when he leaked it out that day, but then they didn't do it on Raw that week.
And see, people, that's our next John Cena right there.
That's
going to be our next guy that's going to carry this company. I guarantee you that.
Who's that? I was stepped away.
He said Finn Balor's going to be the next Cena.
Very well could be.
I can see that. As long as they are shoving down throats like they did, so yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. But this guy's got true skills, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would nobody really be upset if he took that role from Cena? I know I wouldn't be. And then you can see some great matches on the back end with people like Corbin, Cruz.
That's what I keep forgetting about. I keep forgetting about my boy, Seth Rollins. I keep forgetting about him.
It's just like Bray Wyatt said, anyone but Roman.
Anyone but Roman, yep. But y'all can't forget that Roman will be here for a while. That's going to have to deal with it, too.
Man, I don't want you people to like that even like him as Randy and Dante Baker. That's it.
League champion.
Huh?
And Padawan Chen.
Oh, Padawan Chen. I forgot about Padawan Chen. My bad. I didn't know she liked him, too.
Oh, she loves him.
Damn.
And yeah. Lee. Lee like him, too.
I thought Lee just didn't have a problem with him.
Yeah, Lee's not, like, tooting his horn.
Right.
Like, you know, like Randy is, like, you know, Randy's like me. It's, you know, like the 6-year-old that loved Hulk Hogan back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
You know, Lee's like, yeah, he's there. He's all right.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just Randy and Deontay are just marks for him.
Yeah. So true. I've, like I say, get that belt off him quick. Get it off.
Give it to Owens. You want a heel to have the belt? Give it to fucking Owens.
There you go.
I think Vince ain't gonna want to give it to Owens because you're fat. Lose some weight. I think he ain't gonna want to give it to him.
You're fat. You need to lose some weight. You look like you're pregnant.
You're Canadian. The last Canadian I gave the belt to wanted to take it back to the other company.
Yep.
Oh wait, then Jericho had it. Sorry. An Edge.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem with Edge being champion though.
No.
Edge was a draw to me. I used to love Edge.
Edge was entertaining. And he could wrestle.
Very good cheater. Very good here.
The ultimate opportunist.
That's his name.
Yep. I still love when he fucking came out and beat the shit out of Kofi and took his spot in the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
And, like, nobody stopped him. He just walked in there and got in the chamber, and everybody's like, okay, then. It's not even like, no, you're out of here.
Let me ask you guys a question. Given the title history of Kofi Kingston, is he like the king of the mid-carders?
You could say Ziggler is.
Ziggler is now.
No. Ziggler had the world heavyweight title. He is not a mid-carder.
Yeah.
He's a mid-carder.
I mean, he's a mid-carder.
Even with two world title runs, you want to call him a mid-carder? Now he is, yeah.
They gave him the belt, so you can't really say he's as a lifelong mid carder. Yes, that's Kofi.
If you never had the WWE Championship, you're a mid carder to me, and that's how I view it. Just because I'm a WWE WWF guy. If you never had it, you're a mid carder to me.
Right.
And that World Championship, that World Championship, is from WCW. So
it was the NWA belt.
Yeah. The NWA belt, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I see your point. You know, I mean, I could, if you want to say who's the king of it at the moment, I would say it's between those two. Ugh. If you want to say overall, I could say Roddy Piper.
Ooh.
I could say Arn Anderson. He never held a title. Look at him.
Yeah.
No. Double A was the Ultimate TV champ.
That's mid-carder belt. Kofi was the IC, you know, 5-time IC champ, 27-time tag champ, U.S. champ. He's held major belts.
Uh-huh.
He's held more belts than Arn. You know, Ziggler's held every damn belt there is except the WWE belt.
That's a good point about Piper, though. Very good point about Roddy Piper.
He missed Paul Orndorff. You know, there's Don Martin. You know, there's so many people from that era in the 80s that never held the belt that you could put on that list because they never held it.
Right.
Rick Rude.
Yeah, but you can't you can't call them King of the Mid Carders because they were always in the main event, and always on TV.
Ricky Steamboat.
I don't know about that one.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
And his WWE time, yes.
His WWE time, yeah. It was WCW, yeah. He was world champion.
But that's the NWA belt that you're not going to give Ziggler credit for, so you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
but they treated it in the WWE. They treated that title like a mid-card title.
Yeah, that was like, yeah. But is Kofi the king of the mid-card? I don't know. Between him and Ziggler, you know, if you don't want to count the NWA titles, then it's between those two and, you know, at current day. But if you're going to, then if you count them, then it's straight up Kofi. Mm. You know, the biggest mistake I ever think they made was fucking pulling back on Kofi when him and Orton were going at it.
Yeah.
I mean, Kofi, when they unleashed him and they let him go, he was kicking the shit out of Orton. And he very well, at that point, you could have put him as your heavyweight champion. Without a doubt. And he would have went over.
We got a couple of names going on the chat room for me. I can't question. I got Honky Tonk Man.
No, we don't mention him on his network because of what he does.
Jim Duggan.
If it's not AM radio, he doesn't listen to it, so fuck Honky Tonk Man.
Jim Duggan.
Nope.
Yeah. No.
David Boy Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's on the list.
Scott Hall.
Yeah. Oh, the king of mid-carders. To me, I think actually Scott Hall, yeah, because he never won a
heavyweight title.
A heavyweight title.
No. Well, maybe in the territories.
Yeah, the AWA title. Yeah, he did. Yeah, the AWA title.
He did in AWA. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
he did. In WWE, I think. What was the IC belt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Scott Hall's accomplishments, where are they? Right here. AWA Tag Champion. USWA Unified World Heavyweight Champion. WCW US title, World TV title, 7-time tag champ. TNA Tag Team Champion. WWC Caribbean Heavyweight Champion. Universal Heavyweight Champion in the Caribbean League, IC belt in 4 times in the WWE. Mm-hmm. That's his title accomplishments. So he's held heavyweight title belts in territories.
Yeah.
But yeah. Never like the main ones.
Right. Never in WWE. All right, boys.
That's what I meant by the main.
All right, boys and girls, it is 12:20. So I'm going to start setting this thing down. Go ahead and start reading the promo list off, the programming list off. I'm going to do it a little bit different, so Surfer, don't get mad at me. What are you reading? Coming to the show tomorrow at 5 p.m. Definitely check him out. They'll probably piggyback off what he's talking about tonight. I gotta catch that on the download. I get
me too. I don't even get to catch the
same movie. That movie is fucking tight, man. Tight, tight, tight.
It was good, but I didn't like some things about it. But it was good.
It's top good. 3 Marvel movies for me right now. Just to where to put it between like Guardians and the original Avengers is, and Winter Soldier.
I do like Spider-Man.
And I heard it almost beat Superman Batman for opening day. So that's what I heard.
Don't even get me started on that. I mean, I saw about 8 minutes of Superman, Batman and Superman, and the 8 minutes I saw, like, the fucking opening credits in Captain America were better than the fucking 8 minutes I saw.
Damn.
I thought so.
Damn.
No, I mean, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, they all steal the show, man. It's fucking amazing.
M3, and Iron Man, Spider-Man, Ant-Man, M3 with each other is funny.
Yeah, I mean, the fight scene between Spider-Man, Falcon, and Bucky Oh my god. Dude, you gotta go see this movie.
Don't tell me. I'm going tomorrow. I mean, I'm going Monday. Don't tell me.
That's all I'm gonna say is
I'm going Monday.
It's all that. And when you go see it, text me, Facebook me, be like, you was right.
Oh, I'll hit you up.
Then Monday at 11:30 p.m. It's Top Brunch with my man Rick Dawg and the crew, getting you that very first Raw review. So jealous that he gets to cover Raw first.
Hey, you got to have the fucking cuts first tonight, man. The releases. That was so, I told you, man. I was like, why today?
He gets Raw, so definitely check out Rick and the crew over at Top Brunch every Monday at 11:30. Every Tuesday at 8 p.m. live is The Rant with AA and Tony C. And you talk to AA in a minute. We'll get AA a call, see what's going on. Definitely check those guys out. They go over all your wrestling and other things as well. Right after The Rant, it's Freaks and FN Geeks live every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Right after The Rant, Lead Champion and Rage. And from what I understand, it's going to be done a little bit different.
Only with Rage for a while, I
yeah,
think.
Lead Champion's on a small hiatus, so we'll see what goes on there. Then every Thursday.
Oh, Lord.
I know, right? every Thursday at 9 p.m. is Grant Wrestling, followed by Topical Throwbacks. Every Friday at 9 p.m. we'll Phil Ray and Scott.
Yeah.
Scott bringing it down, breaking down the house.
Oh, yeah, we got special resume for you, man. Special. It's going to be all good stuff.
And I got to call Phil, too, because I got to talk to him about the Vikings draft. I know he's a big Vikings fan, so I got to catch up with Phil.
Oh, that they new house looks good. Oh, that stadium they built in Florida, smooth.
Yeah, it looks good.
Man.
That bad boy is bad.
And then, of course, live every Saturday is this show, the Wrestling Calling Show, every Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern. Guys, we got any final thoughts and opinions? Oh, wait a second. Hold on one second.
Is that Tony C going to extend the show?
I got a surfer sighting.
No, he is.
I got a surfer sighting. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Surfer? I haven't talked to you.
Surfer, what's
wrong? You're crying, dude.
Wait. Surfer, what's wrong with you, man? You don't sound too good.
I'm okay. I'm just fading. That's all. No, I'm cool.
My daughter distracted me. Why are you upset, Surfer?
I'm not.
Okay.
You're just messing. I ain't talked to Surfer in a minute.
Man. Like a real minute, man. We need to talk more, Scott. I mean, we shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, I know.
So, Surfer, what do you think about these releases, these cuts, man?
Well, most of them you saw coming. They haven't been using them. Bear's the most shocking one because they was trying to push him not that long ago. And you figure he would? I guess they figure we won't just make him a nobody. We'd just get rid of him. I know a lot of people may be upset with Sandow, but you know he could go someplace else and strike it big and then come back like a Gallows, so you never know.
We shall definitely see what happens here. Did you just say King Barrett was a shock?
Well, in a way, because they was pushing him not too long ago.
He wasn't a shock. He already asked for his release a long time ago.
And he already said he wasn't re-signing at the end of the month.
To me,
it was a shock because this contract's about to expire.
I'm saying to go from like being on TV a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Usually there's a period before from the time they stop pushing you to the time they release you.
But I thought the thing with Wade Barrett, before the injuries popped up, he was good.
Yeah. He just got very injury prone, you know.
He was injury prone from the start. What do you mean?
He's a hell of a talker. Yeah. Yeah, I love a British talker. I really do like his.
And
like,
I bet you, promos. You know, packing up his locker and cleaning it out, he probably pulled his shoulder again.
I always thought his matches with Sheamus back in the early days were good.
Yeah, they were. I mean, his matches even against Cena back in the day were good when he was in the Nexus.
Nexus. He was red hot in Nexus. I liked him in Nexus.
Very, very quickly, a couple of other news items I want to get out there before we roll out tonight. It's been said that Stone Cold Steve Austin isn't doing the next post-Raw podcast due to having major rotator cuff surgery a few days ago. Mick Foley will be taking his place. And Too Cold Scorpio was in the news this week, called Ric Flair a punk-ass bitch. And
yeah,
blames
I saw
him,
that.
And blames him
he called a straight punk bitch.
Mm-hmm. And blames him for his WCW release. That's at least two people I know of that don't like Ric Flair.
It's him and Shane Douglas.
And Scott Steiner can't stand him either.
Yeah, that's true.
Scott Steiner can't stand nobody.
I think it's Steiner's showing. It's showing he's in. Show the hell out.
Scott Steiner just got roid rage.
Yeah, you know that's steroids right there, man. He was doing a Frankensteiner every other match, and needed to get too big. He couldn't do it.
Yep. Yeah, I was, you know, doing the throwbacks and watching these old pay-per-views and looking at him, how, like, dude was in shape, ain't no question. I mean, if you listen last night, the match between him and the Steiner brothers and whoever they were wrestling, we were calling, I can't remember who it was, but I called it the 3% body fat match, because fucking these boys were stacked and huge. All four of them, you know. Steiner was—he was in great shape, and then he just roared it out. You know, I don't know what the hell got into him. Why he wanted to? I mean, I understand being in shape and having muscles, but when you get that big, I'm not. That's to me, it's just like there's no reason for that.
It's like, you know, you get big, you know, and strong to get the ladies. You don't want to scare them,
right? You know, I mean, like, you know, having some definition and stuff. Yeah, good, all good, but. When you know, you want to have muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just don't think it looks good on anybody.
And finally, Indy Darling. Well, I shouldn't say Indy Darling because he's more of a heel. Levon, she leaves Smash Wrestling to go to Stardom in Japan.
Now, didn't Jade leave TNA?
No.
Mm-mm. She's the Knockout champion.
The Dollhouse is still there.
Yeah, she's the Knockout champion.
I thought somebody was saying she left.
And looking, and
she's still the champ.
And looking good doing it, I must say.
Yes, sir.
I must say. Oh my goodness! If you like that athletic body type, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord. All right, let's go ahead and. Get final thoughts and opinions from everybody before we get on out of here for this evening. I'm going to start with you, Big Tone.
You know my skis. Fuck Goldberg, fuck Sam Kenna Garrett. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck them both. What you got?
I fuck Santana Garrett.
You can have it,
dude. She's a stupid bitch.
That's
fine. She can't wrestle for shit.
I don't care if she can't wrestle.
You can have her, dude.
I'll take her.
You can have her. That's what I'm
saying.
I'll take Ricky James over her. Come on. You have
Look,
no, no. No, no, no. I take that back. No. No. I'll take that back.
I'll mail you a loaf of bread for that ham sandwich.
I'll take that back. Never mind. I retract that last statement.
I can't touch Ricky James since she's been with Magnus. I can't do it.
Exactly. That's why I caught myself when I said that.
John Cena's new song goes, "It's Cena's kid." It's Cena's kid.
He still should have a B-Day on the pole match with them two.
Fraternity test on a pole. Let's go.
Let's make show. All right. Scott, what you got to say to finish this off for tonight?
Oh, don't forget, fellas, it's on the East Coast. It's officially Mother's Day. Call your mom. Say you love her. Tell her that. Take her out to dinner. Do something. Take it to see Captain America. There you go.
There you
Enjoy.
Go.
And Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Friday night.
get her the WWE Network for just $9.99 a month. There you go.
There you go. Yep. You're like, this is Santana Garrett. Watch her wrestle.
Hey.
You don't want to.
At least I'm not saying this is Eva Marie. She can wrestle.
That's true.
Okay, I'll give you that. Okay.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. You gotta look at the bright side. It could always be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So true.
That is true.
Let's go over to our newest co-host to the Rant EM family, Mr. Hightower. What you got to say to finish this up for the night?
Just hopefully we see Finn Balor in a few months. That's all I really gotta say. And don't forget to go see Captain America.
You saw it?
Yep. Yeah, I saw it.
I'm shocked that Mr. Hightower ain't got no more words for Tony C.
Oh, yeah. Tony C? Fuck you.
Now you see, now you're going to make Tony C call in and Paul Bill can be on the phone to like 4:30.
What was that, Scott? What was that, Scott? You said I would be on the phone with a 4:30 dealing with Mr. Hightower, Scott.
Tony C's going to be calling in any minute now. He heard that. You know, you're going to hear Will about it. Like, in 20 minutes, he's like, guys, I'm leaving the feet open and I'm going to bed.
There you go. There you go. You know what?
Hold on. Let me say one thing. You and White Lightning can stick it.
Oh.
Who?
White Lightning.
Who? Yeah. Who? Oh.
Some boy got you hyped, don't it? Doesn't it?
You said what?
Civil War got you hyped.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Ready to throw down.
Man. You got to represent call-in, man. Tony C did him wrong. So he didn't deserve the push. He deserves it, doggone it.
He deserves it. Call me a Roman Reigns. That's an insult.
That's one thing you don't call nobody.
No.
That's an insult.
Not unless you want a straight slap in the mouth. like I'm talking like old school slap. Just like, what?
You want an open hand slap in the mouth. Bam!
Exactly.
There you go.
Not even going to punch you, but I'm going to smack you like a bitch. Yeah.
Yes. The strong pimp hand lays
strong
down.
Strong pimp hand, yep. Right there. Lay it down. Live the smack down. Man, he posted that and I said, Tony, see, you are so wrong. That was just wrong. Let's head on over to Surfer. Surfer, what you got to say to finish this off for the night, my friend?
I don't have much to say.
Sorry. Go see Captain America.
Uh-oh.
There he is.
There he is.
I told you.
Now, what you gotta say, Tom? Huh? What you gotta say?
First of all, my dude.
What you gotta say now, brother?
Don't screw me, screw Booming Rain, okay?
Okay, why do I not deserve the push?
Listen, that was all done in, comedic taste, my friend.
I know.
But you just put me in a whole nother light. No reason. And you let your host push you up. Just because I said you got that spot because you got a cousin. Yeah. Because of your DNA. You know what I mean? If that's not true, you could just let it slide. The fact that you cussed me out kind of bring it in question now. There's something you need to tell us about your lineage. Right, because you cussed me out. Did I expose something? That's what I need to know.
Oh, man.
I do got some old partners.
And you now you on the West Coast? Nah, I ain't bring none of that up. You on the West Coast, you know, near that water. What's wrong with that? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's wrong with that?
I see Tone. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying he might be closer to the water than you. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's up north. I'm down south, so don't go there.
But what I'm saying is, he's a part of the chat room, like Boomer was. He's part of a clique, and now all of a sudden he up there in the upper echelon now. He won the Royal Rumble. Not this thing. He's gonna be the host of the wrestling college. Then we'll know what's really going on. They name the host of the wrestling call-in show.
No. Let me tell you right now, dog. Let me tell you right now. Ain't no Samoan taking this chair.
You know what?
Ain't no Samoan taking
this chair. You realize what's going on this phone call?
Huh?
Slow but surely.
Say, you realize what's going on this phone call?
What?
Damn. The top three contenders for co-host of the year are right here.
Sure is.
Man, let me tell you something. That award is the most fixed election since the 2000 Florida election, Ryan.
I'm telling
it's
you,
rigged. We know.
We know that thing is rigged. Okay, except for the first year when I won it. The second year just get the hell in the handbasket. Now that's about who can filibuster the best. But anyway, who can raise the most money?
I'm telling you, man, Rage had the software, man. He had the software. Multiple IPs.
Except he programmed it to vote for Jordan and not Rage.
Yep, sure did.
William was about to end his show, and then Mr. Hightower had to say something like that. All I'm saying is, Hightower, don't pick on me.
Will knew what he was doing by provoking Hightower, because I said it. It's like, now you're going to make Tony C call and you're not getting off the 4:30.
Basically, you're saying you wanted to end the show wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's what it was. That bastard. I'm sitting up here minding my own business. Listening to y'all surfer sounding sad because they probably told on somebody else. About the paper. Turn somebody else in.
Oh my goodness. Look,
since you want to talk shit.
No, my name is legit. You can't turn me in, buddy.
Yeah, but I'm going to start reporting everything you post.
He'll do it too.
That's why I'm posting that right there. Nah. You ain't going
to
report
me. Because I had nothing to do with this. You had to bring me in it.
Man.
You're going to get me caught in that Facebook web of deceit and informatism.
If you answer somebody, I'm going to flag if I
reply. At least you're telling me you're going to snitch on me.
He's telling you
you're
going to do it.
I respect that. I respect somebody who's sitting in front of, tell me they're going to sit in front of police.
Now, if you leave me alone, then I'll leave you alone. How about that?
You gonna give me what's the word? Immunity? You gonna give me immunity?
Hold up.
I'm staying in your lane, I stay in my lane.
I'm finna pull a Lee right now. I'm finna stir the pot. Tony C, if this show is still the what are you ruling?
You know damn well it is. Especially with this Marvel movie coming in.
Only a co-host who wish he could sit in the big boy's chair. But don't have the ability to do
there
that.
There you go. Sit always talking about looking down on the co-host. But that's okay. We'll get that show one day. He ain't going to be up there by himself. He'll be crying. Having people, please, help me, please. Anyway, you call in there tomorrow. You want to know if it's the What Are You Ruling comic book show? Call in this show tomorrow and say you like Civil War. See what happens. See what happens.
Say you like it or you don't like it?
Say you don't like it.
Oh.
I'm not going to argue with somebody if they say they don't like the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that sounds hard to believe.
If you know your personnel, you already know KYP. You know your personnel now. That's all I'm going to say on that note. But damn it, Mr. Hightower, you got your the third chair now. Don't act crazy. You gonna be Mike Tenay or you gonna be Margo McMichael?
Michael.
Don't
Okay. Don't make me come down there and take your chair, buddy.
No. My seat is secure, pal.
Don't let me come to the rack. Oh, you better be lucky I'm working on the rack. You better be lucky I work doing when y'all record the show.
Hey, so
rack.
What happened between you and Phil?
We'll record. What'd you say, sir?
What happened between you and Phil?
Hey, man, we got together. We ate some seafood. His stepson ate a whole bunch of damn crabs. Man, let me tell y'all. I'm gonna get into it more on Tuesday, but my boy Mikey can eat. Be 8 years old.
Tony, see why I got you on the phone. What do you think about these releases, man?
And they ain't mad at him because it's all you get crap. Man, see, you trying to get me started tonight, see? why you trying to go there, bro? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm just trying to ask you about these releases, man. That's all I'm trying to do.
Who got released?
Man, no, really.
Damian Sydow.
Sandow with Zeb
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle, El Torito, Cameron.
Wade Barrett get released?
Alex Riley and Wade Barrett.
Yeah, Ray Barrett. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alex Riley gone, right?
Yep.
Well, he was with the Miz in that storyline when the Miz fought, you know who? Yep. Lost the belt, right?
John Cena.
Mm-hmm. Back after WrestleMania 27, right?
Are you talking about John Cena?
I ain't say no name. Then you got Wade Barrett. He was in Nexus, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. You know who and Randy Orton killed them.
Yeah. CM Punk killed Nexus.
No. Well, you could.
Incarnation of the Nexus. So CM Punk was in that 5-on-2 match on Raw.
Once CM Punk joined, that's when the Nexus started to fall apart.
He didn't join, they gave it to him, and that was basically when they all left and went and formed the core.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I mean, they gave him they weren't in there at the same time. They gave CM Punk the shit of the shit, and they gave him a fake Batista, Mason Ryan.
It was never the same after they lost that 5-on-2 match on Raw, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got Paul Sandow. Money in the Bank.
Yeah, shit, you right. Ah, fuck.
And common thread between some people, ain't it?
Yep. The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Well, Shayna's BM too, then. Way better too, then.
Yeah, I think she did.
Anybody that did a respect drop?
No, nobody wants to listen to that crap.
But it's funny. Everybody, Birdman.
You put respect say on his name.
Say my name with respect. Respect. You gotta say it with a K. Respect.
So, Ms. Hightower, you see the common thread, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I understand.
And I'm just leaving it there. Ain't saying no. Guilty by association. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, right back. Just want to get paid.
No, so his ass won't need to get on back of the bus and just shut the fuck the job. Up.
Look. Yeah. Somebody said something about Boomer earlier. Getting the equal pay of somebody.
I was talking about something about that, but I was using him as an example because he's your current champ. With Ryback's comments about how the jobbers and mid-carders should make as much as them, I said they should make more money from putting them over. You know, not as much
if you can move the champion, you need to get a pay cut. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I just use him because he's a champion. Dude, I agree with you, but like I said, I use him as the example because he's the current champ.
There's one person.
If you are the face of the company and you're supposed to be a face and you get booed out of the building, you need to take a pay cut.
Dude, he needs to be fucking... Bring back Baron.
That goes for anybody. I don't care who you are. If you can't get over, you need to take a pay cut. Sorry.
There's one person absent in this call tonight.
Oh, I knew he wasn't gonna call.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all heard Vince Russo compare Boom and the Diesel. I almost lost my mind. Look,
Russo actually is.
No. Kevin Nash can't do nothing else to talk.
He can talk, but he wasn't a draw in the WWE. He wasn't a draw when he was champion.
Listen, the only reason he won the draw because WCW had a better product. It wasn't his fault because when he came to WCW,
he was a draw. Yeah, yep. He drew hella money.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't even compare Booker to him.
Nope.
Cause he drew money at some point in his career.
Now their wrestling skills, I think Roman do have better wrestling skills than Kevin Nash.
How so? I can more name athletic, the sidewalk slam,
more athletic,
snake eyes.
It's just more athletic. I want to say
now can do a running drop kick. Man, get her out of here. That count as one move. No, that's two moves. Because when you're running, that's one move. And the drop kick. The drive by. That's two moves. Don't you ever compare Kevin Nash to Boom and Rain? Ever.
And I still think that Superman punches you again.
I'm just saying, man. They better stop this crap. Man. Kevin Nash is Hall of Famer. Well deserved.
Yeah.
Nah. Next person say that, boy, I'm gonna film myself on a video. If I hear it again, I done heard it about two times.
If you're hearing it, maybe it's true.
Did you guys hear?
Nah.
Did you guys hear?
If I'm hearing it, they got buffoonery on them. They ain't watching. They not observing what they see.
No, but you would. Come on now, you would never admit that Roman Reigns ever be good.
If he was in the main event spot? No, hold on, Will. If he was in the main event spot, I would. He will never, my friend, draw money like that. He ain't got it. And that's just that. I mean, it is what it is. He could have been a IC champion, US champion. It ain't nothing personal. But when you get put in that spot in any company, WCW, TNA, New Japan, ROH, NXT, whatever, you got to get a reaction, bro. If you're a face, you're supposed to get cheered. If you're a heel, you're supposed to get booed. If you're doing the opposite, you ain't over. If you're not getting a reaction, you're not over. But he's supposed to be getting a positive reaction.
Right. I'm back. Right. He's not supposed to be getting a negative.
That's what I just said. If you're a face, you're supposed to get cheered. Not booed. Yeah.
Did you guys hear what Jim Cornette said about Sandow being released?
No.
What is?
He got released so WWE can sign some more divas.
Probably so.
How much was he making?
That was his words, not mine.
Sandow? He wasn't making much.
He wasn't making much, right?
That shouldn't surprise.
No. Making probably, $200,000 a year?
Maybe. Sandow should have made the best of his money in the bank.
Yep.
Dude, he tried to.
Not his fault they ain't put him over Super Saiyan.
He went up against your boy. He
should have won it. He should have won the match. He
Your boy should have made the choice to put him over.
Dude, go back and
now you're supposed to beat the guy.
Go back and look at that Matt Surfer. He was beating Cena's ass.
Beat him up before the match.
And then all of a sudden,
I was there. And then I seen it live. And then all of a sudden, in living color.
Yeah, Super Cena comes back and beat him. What the heck?
You should have kept going after Cena, though.
How you gonna keep doing it? He got one
shot. Attacked the dude. So then once you attack him a few times, it gives him a match. And then
what? He attacked the man cash in and lost.
After that, he should have attacked him some more. So Cena be stupid enough to wrestle him some more.
Man, please. That's just like I said, Rey Mysterio should have attacked him to get his rematch. Get the hell out of dodge.
That Rey Mysterio.
That's creative fault, though. They dropped Sandow. After that point, they just dropped a ball on him.
Man was still over to the day he left the company. Right now, if you put Damon Sandow on TV, you're going to get a positive reaction as a face.
Look at, he got the positive reaction in the Battle Royale. You know, not the one that was just a couple weeks ago for the whatever belt, the U.S. belt, number one contender.
Yep.
You know, he got the pop back at WrestleMania, being in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale.
Man went one-on-one with The Rock when The Rock won the title. Was he champion, I believe? Or he's getting ready to fight CM Punk?
I think he's getting ready to fight CM Punk.
Yeah, he got into the back of the program with The Rock. Dude was over.
Yeah.
And that's the sad. That's what me, as a wrestling fan, man, that's like the ultimate disrespect, bro. When people are over and you don't use them, it's like you wasting
talent.
Yeah, you wasting my talent.
Yeah.
That's the whole job of a professional wrestler in sports entertainment, is to get over, be it good or bad. If you can't get over, like, you ain't really make it, truth be told, bro.
But you know how Vince think. You gotta have muscles. Yeah, you gotta be big.
Nice. That's one thing Russo said that was correct. He's still on that Bruno and Hogan from back in the day type guy. Man, it's about getting over.
Yep.
True. You gotta have, if you can't wrestle, at least you gotta have personality. You know, these fans ain't finna just accept you just coming out there and being shot out of their throat no more. If they paying money, they gonna boo you. Especially if you're the champion.
And that's their right.
Point blank period.
And that's their right.
Now, who you is?
That's their right.
Get over.
Like Charles Barkley said, you pay that ticket outside of putting your hands on them, you got the right to boo.
And like I said, I've never seen a company change somebody's entrance in fear of the person being attacked. I've never seen that. Never. Is that bad? Yeah. Never. But right. That's my thoughts on the releases and Vince Russo and all this crap you talking. Some of it is good, but some of it is this compare dude to Big Sexy. Need to stop. Stop.
Agreed. All right, guys. It is very quickly 12:54. Have you got anything else? Anything else you guys want to bring to the table before we wrap it up?
And as I would say, Seth Rollins going to be the one beat Boom.
He could be.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be the face.
He could be.
But they're also saying they're thinking about putting the Shield back together, all three of
them. I don't know why.
Because they got to face the Good Brothers.
Yeah, look, Carl Anderson is probably the best fucking, like, he's just amazing.
He is. Oh, yeah, he's really amazing. He is a good wrestler.
Dude can go.
Yeah, he can go.
And see, that's another thing about that pissed people off about, like, WWE. You put the people in the top spots that can't goddamn wrestle.
Yeah.
It ain't no different than putting Goldberg as the champion.
The four moves of doom, I called it earlier, man.
Like, what the hell?
Don't bring that non-wrestling.
No, I'm just saying, like, that, you know, WCW did that because that was the reaction to Stone Cold. Stone Cold could actually wrestle.
Yep.
If a man, he got a wrestling background.
I'll say it every time. Goldberg used to fight Kevin Sullivan for his life.
Now, you're right about that. Whatever money he made, he should sit in
Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah. Because he gave Bischoff that. Yeah, you're right.
All that money he got, he needed to give to Kevin Sullivan, or write him something or buy him something. Because if it wasn't for Kevin Sullivan telling Bischoff, don't let him go out there and speak because he can't speak for shit. And William Regal for making him just showing everybody he can be beat because he ain't shit. He alright. He's like Kevin Sullivan.
Yep.
But But I've never been a big fan of like that Goldberg type. Or even Brock right now. Brock, that character.
Disgusting.
Garbage. You need to go back to the, to his wrestling roots. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know?
Man was an NCAA champion. It wasn't because he suplexed the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they try to capitalize on that UFC audience, man. That them folks, if they're going to watch, that's a little bit of the, you know, small amount of the community that's watching, man.
Right.
That shit is just as fake as wrestling.
You can say that to a certain extent. Fits, but I believe
that the outcomes are fixed, yeah. But as far as it, you know.
The getting hit is real, but like.
Yeah, the predetermined that. And Samoa Joe, as fat as his neck is, I heard y'all say he don't want no problem.
I think UFC's fixed too, but the only thing that would make me think it's not fixed is the fact that CM Punk is not kicking ass right now.
Why are you bringing CM Sissy Boy in?
Well, it's predetermined. Like somebody said, anytime people come from behind something, you know, that kind of brings stuff into question.
Why? Well, I see Phoenix Jones fights. Is he any good? Anybody seen him fight yet?
Phoenix Jones, the former football player?
No.
UFC is WWE like.
He's headed toward WWE. We talked about on the rant a while back,
yeah, but like y'all said, WWE like.
It's coming.
Tag team. MMA tag team.
Yep, Hell in the Cell, all that. It's coming.
The eight sides of steel.
See Boomin over there fighting John Bones Jones.
Had Roman Reigns versus King Mo.
It could happen. Right Rampage. On over there on Spike TV. So right Rampage on over there.
Jackson versus the New Day.
Yeah. Tony C, I got a question. When y'all gonna do that NWO special?
Starts in months.
February, my bad.
Yeah, man.
I thought about New Day in February. You know how I feel about New Day in February.
Fast.
May the 20th. Okay. May the 20th. Right. Hold on, Miss Hata. It starts. Let's see. Tuesday the 10th, 17th. I think it's the 24th. That week 24th?
Okay.
Because the 26th is the actual anniversary of Sky Hall coming down that Thursday. So it's going to be the 24th. And then through the rest of the month. And then in June. Yep.
She's making another run in Will.
Oh, my goodness.
She's be celebrating Mr. Hightower getting that third seat.
She's really happy.
Mr. Hightower. All you gotta do now, Mr. Hightower, is get Dante Baker to come on your show. And you'll be alright. Give him an invitation. Dante, we still looking for you, man.
Yeah. I hit him up last week. I sent him a message on a PS4.
No reply?
Yep. No reply.
You're taking this stuff personal, man. Y'all cool, man. We just want to hear your thoughts.
You see Captain America yet?
You know I seen that, man. You know I saw it. I saw Ant-Man, a.k.a. Apocalypse. Apocalypse stole his move, but I get emotional. That they got big like that. Let's go, Apocalypse. I get excited. I'm excited for X-Men, man. Captain America was cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't see this X-Men.
I don't like the Panther. I don't like the Black Panther.
What?
Black
Panther
really...
was the biggest badass movie.
Cougar nails going on.
The actor.
Chadwick Boseman?
they got surfer, you know where they got the idea of the nails from, right?
Your cats have nails.
Nuclear Man.
But the kid that played Spider-Man is really good. I really like it. Yeah,
I want to give a shout out to Nuclear Man for giving them the idea to have the nails come out of tight.
Also, the Black Panther was created 50 years ago, copy from Nuclear Man.
That's right, the nails, the Lee press on nails.
That had nails before Nuclear Man.
Yeah, nails like that, though. They weren't that long. Wasn't that long. Shout out to Nuclear Man.
You never read a Black Panther story in your life.
I did read Black Panther and Huey Newton and Angela Davis and all them. What you talk about?
Yeah, and so what did you learn about them?
I learned that they stood for truth, justice, and American way.
Truth, justice, and American way.
The progression of the black people over there in Raekwondo, whatever.
Raekwondo, what is this, fucking Wu-Tang Clan?
That's right. RZA, the Jizza. Wu-Tang Clan.
You jizzing?
Dick.
Hey, right. By the way, if anybody really cares about the fight that happened tonight, Amir Khan got knocked to quick sleep.
Yeah, he got knocked the fuck out.
Who got knocked out?
Who beat Debo?
Now, Debo fights Canelo Alvarez next, but yeah, Canelo put him to sleep.
Good old King. I heard, but Mr. Atal, Carol Scott had asked, man, yeah, Captain America was good, man. Cool story. Right. I ain't like the fact he ain't leading into freaking Thanos,
but it
led you into the Black Panther movie.
Black Panther, I want to see some Thanos.
Storm ain't gonna be in it.
Keep forgetting.
Yeah, they don't got them rights. Nope. Thanos coming. I think they'll probably start bringing up Thanos and probably get Guardians probably.
Thor. I think they're gonna bring him up.
Thor is actually Ragnarok storyline. That's him and the Hulk. That's when. You know, when they said, where's Thor and Banner, that's where they are. They're all fighting Ragnarok.
Who the villain in that?
Ragnarok?
No.
Is Thor 3?
A villain? Ragnarok is the name of the
planet, right?
War of the Gods.
Yeah.
I think...
Loki, right?
Hela is going to be the villain.
And they'll probably start bringing up Thanos and that, or they're going to wait the Guardians.
Well, Guardians, they said, wasn't going to have anything to do with it. And then, why are they bringing Wonder Man into Guardians of the Galaxy? Oops. Or should we... Wonder Man?
He's not really in it.
Okay.
I never liked Wonder Man.
Thanos probably won't...
Like his appearance... Wonder Man's appearance is not a real appearance. He's going to be a poster, or he's going to be on a movie poster.
Mm. I got. Oh yeah, well, because he was
Well, who going to be on the Avengers B team that get killed in the first Infinity Wars? Who going to be the boss man? I mean, the Scott Norton and Virgil, Puff Bag,
the Brooklyn Brawler.
It's gonna be their B team because they're gonna take their L in the first movie. Best believe that.
Excuse me.
I'm asking Surfer, who's gonna be on the B team?
Don't know yet.
Well, you got an idea now. It ain't for the Iron Man.
Be on what and when?
Yeah.
Really, man.
Well, I haven't started filming it yet, so
I mean, as of right now. That shit is just wide open. I mean, they're still doing, you know, the Captain Marvel movie, you got the Black Panther movie, the Thor movie, another Ant-Man movie coming out.
Thanos gonna whoop all their ass, and that's gonna be that. Just like Apocalypse should run through these X-Men, but he gonna lose.
That ain't gonna happen.
I know.
I'll tell you one thing about the X. I've not watching any X-Men movie ever, but I think Olivia Munn, they nailed it with Psylocke with her.
Yeah, I think they did too.
Come on. You haven't saw First Class?
Nope.
You need to go see
that. You got to watch them to kind of
You got to watch them to understand
Dude,
this
I
one.
Fucking hate. I've read every comic book. I understand them. I fucking hate Hugh Jackman.
I'm talking about the movies is kind of though different, though.
No, fuck Hugh Jackman. Who's the dude that played Magneto, the young Magneto character?
McAvoy?
No. Fassbender. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fassbender.
I knew it was one of those two.
First Class was one of the best X-Men movies ever made.
They picked it up from there.
Yeah.
First Class, and then Wolverine stuck in, go back to the 80s. And then this will take place. I didn't know he was going to be.
Did you ever give Rick an answer on
this one? Took place in the '80s. The last one took place in the '70s.
Yeah, but I'm saying he had to go back too.
Is Kitty Pryde sending them all back this time again?
No, nobody's being sent back this time.
Well, so he's just going to pop up in the '80s.
Well, he was alive in the '80s.
Wow. Hey, Hugh Jackman. Come on. Join.
All right, guys. If there's...
You already know he's going to be the one to kill...
It's going to be a cameo.
What? He getting paid for a look, man. That's a rip-off.
That's all he did in First Class.
Oh, in First Class, he told him, hell no. He ain't said no. Hell or whatever. You right.
Yeah. I watch First Class too. Alright guys, if there's nothing else for this evening, I want to thank all the callers, everybody in the chat room. Please join me again next week, same time, same place. Rant EM Radio. Enjoy all the shows. Follow our social media pages. For Scott, for Big Tone, for Mr. Hightower, for Tony C, myself, a surfer. You guys have a good night, and I'll see you next week.
See you
later.
Take care, guys. Thank you.